Thank you very much. That's a pretty big dinner table out there. It's 47 years ago, my wife and I came to Rolfe. And I had a letter about 2 months ago asking me if I would say a few words of welcome on behalf of the committee. And as hot as it is, it's going to be awfully short. But having been a teacher, I think we should have a little fun before we start. There was this teacher that was making a trip with a group of children. They stopped for lunch at a restaurant where one youngster noticed a slot machine and asked what it was. The teacher immediately launched into a lecture on the evil of gambling. Now, to emphasize the futility of trying to get something for nothing, she said she'd show them what she meant. So she marched up to the slot machine, put in a nickel, pulled down the handle, and hit the jackpot. Then there was this teacher that was working hard in a school system in New Jersey and applied for a loan to build a house and was turned down. But he was running a bulldozer on the side in the summertime, and he went in to apply for a loan, and the loan was approved at once. Then there was this sixth grade class that the teacher was stressing the charge of the Light Brigade, and she wanted the children to stand up and recite the last few lines of the charge of the Light Brigade. And Mary got up and said, "Half a league, half a league, half a league onward, rode the 600, into the valley of death, into the mouth of hell." And all of the little children got up and said the same line, except little Mary, and she got up and she said, "Half a league, half a league, half a league onward, rode the 600, into the valley of death, into the mouth of where Papa told Mama to go this morning when she asked for a new hat." You see, we do have some fun in our old age. We didn't do this when I was 35 years younger. I've always liked this one. The teacher was stressing word usage, and she wanted the class to use a sentence, make a sentence using the words bitter end. And the next day they were to read these sentences, and little Jane got up and read her sentence. "George Washington fought the war to its bitter end." And little Mary read her sentence. "Abraham Lincoln suffered through all of the hazards of the Civil War to its bitter end." And little Johnny got up and read his sentence. "My dog chased our neighbor's cat through the fence and bitter end." First of all, I want to tell you people that I have visited and visited and visited since 5 o'clock with former students. It has been absolutely fabulous. So many people to walk around and say hi to my wife and I. It's been great. And I'd like to take this moment to thank this year's committee for asking me to say a word of welcome on their behalf to all of you in attendance for this event. I feel very humble as well as highly honored to have been selected for this part of the evening's program. Thank you very much. I would like to identify myself for those of you who graduated prior to July 1, 1948. And for those of you who graduated after July 1, 1959, I served as the superintendent of the Rolfe Community School for 11 years, from July 1, 48 through July 1, 1959. During the 11 years that I was here, I had the privilege to see 258 young people walk across the stage and receive their high school diploma. And I hope they feel life has been better for them because of their years of elementary and secondary educational opportunities in Rolfe. Now for the committee. They want you to feel welcome because they accepted your payment for this activity. I know you feel welcome because you are the ones that made the sacrifice to make the payment for the activity and to come and be a part of this beautiful program. So I could say that you are as welcome as the flowers in spring, or as welcome as the birds that sing. Or I could say, you're as welcome as a young man's first mustache, like baseball, nine on a side, and like Ma's pie crust, very short. I am sure the committee wants you to sit back, relax, and enjoy a good meal. See, I wrote this up before I got here. But enjoy the rest of the evening and have a good visit before you go home. And in closing, I would like to leave with you the thoughts expressed in a poem, The Bridge Builder. Because through each individual life, you, as an individual, has been a bridge builder. And if you have not been, there is no time like the present to get started. An old man going a lone highway came at the evening, cold and gray, to a chasm vast and deep and wide, through which was flowing a sullen tide. The old man crossed in the twilight dim. That sullen stream had no fears for him. But he turned when he reached the other side and built a bridge to span the tide. Old man, said a fellow pilgrim near, you are wasting your time and strength in building here. Your journey will end ere the closing day. You never again must pass this way. You have crossed the chasm deep and wide. Why build you a bridge at eventide? And the builder lifted his old gray head. Good friend, in the path I have come, he said, there followeth after me today a youth whose feet must pass this way. This chasm that has been not for me, to that fair-haired youth may a pitfall be. He too must cross in the twilight dim. Good friend, I am building the bridge for him. Thank you.